you lay your hands on the earth and settled your eyes in the colorful world, will you dream on? And if the sun and moon were reversed, you emptied your heart in the sand and surf, can you believe?
Wow, look how nice outside it is today. It'll be a great day to just sit back, relax, and listen to the radio.
12 seconds later.
You know what? I changed my mind. It's too cold. Let's go listen inside. No matter what the weather is outside, you can still listen to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. Stay cool, stay warm, and keep it locked.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
On Friday, February 21st, join Student Association for a showing of Into the Woods at the Red Dragon Theater at 8 p.m. to 10:45 p.m. Also happening on Friday, join WONY for a general body meeting in IRC 5, 3 to 4 p.m.
On Saturday, February 22nd, join Club Odyssey at the Teen Center at 6 p.m. for a free show.
On Sunday, February 23rd, join the Women's and Gender Studies Department for a vigil for Sam Nordquist. This will be happening 2 to 3:30 p.m. in the Great Room.
This has been your WONY Weekly Update. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great weekend and keep it locked.
Hello. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Shot Diet with me and David.
Hello.
This is going to be an hour of just basketball or NBA talk. We're not talking about like basketball's totality yet. But hope you guys enjoy. And yeah.
You want me to start the question?
Yeah, you start.
Okay. Okay, I'm trying to think of some backstory. I honestly don't have a backstory today. Basically, what are, name me like your favorite teams or players that like just didn't win a ring? Mainly teams. Yeah, give me some teams.
Teams?
Who you're kind of sad that didn't, like they didn't end up winning the ring.
Like in recent, like a team that just never won or a team that just didn't win?
A team that just didn't win, like a recent memory.
Oh, okay. 2018 Rockets comes to mind immediately.
Yes. Crazy thing is, I was literally just talking about this yesterday when they were up like 3-2 and then like what?
Chris Paul went down.
Yeah, he does something to his hamstring.
Yeah. And then game 7, they missed 27 straight threes, bad officiating. And the Rockets were up in that game majority of the time. There's just, when you miss 27 straight threes and don't get the calls you should have gotten, that's what's going to happen. But The reason why they're probably a team I really wanted to win just because Chris Paul is one of my favorite players of all time. Mm-hmm. Probably my favorite point guard of all time. And then also Harden. That was when Harden was getting hated, like, nonstop. Kind of like how SGA... Oh, that's actually... Kind of like how SGA is getting hated now. Mm-hmm. Maybe even a little worse. But I always liked Harden's game. So I feel like if he got a ring, it would just shut everyone up. Especially if it was against that really good Warriors team. And then if he also beat LeBron, which I think the Rockets would have beat the Cavs team.
Yes, for sure.
James. Oh, I actually got in a debate with a guy who said the Cavs would win.
What? Oh, beat the
against
Rockets?
The Rockets, yeah.
It'd be interesting.
No.
Wait, this is 2018.
2018. Oh, this is like LeBron at his peak, but yeah. I have like Rockets in five.
Isn't that team what? Jordan Clarkson and friends?
It's old K-Love. And then they're still starting JR. Who's their one?
But that's like the Jordan Clarkson, Larry Nance days, right?
Pretty sure. Who was their one? Because I know it was Wade. Wade was on the team for a bit. Rose was on the team for a bit.
Oh, George Hill? Yeah.
Harden's going for 50, dude, every game.
Yeah, they weren't winning.
Chris Paul might go for 20 and 20.
Yeah, but the Shea Harden stuff, Shea definitely gets hate, but Harden, he was...
Yeah, it might have been worse. That's why I was thinking about it. Like,
it was like, oh, yo, you can't win.
Because it was also Harden. Harden can't play defense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was big. And it was like, Harden, you can't win with that style. He dribbles the ball too much. ISO. And it was just a lot of, like, guys. Like, he's averaging, like, 36 and 12. Like,
it's kind of like how it's kind of what Luka was doing. Mm-hmm. Maybe not, like, the exact same, but.
Actually, I want to get the exact number before I ask you, but okay. Can you guess how many ISOs James Harden had in 2019?
2018, you mean? Or just 2019?
Hold on.
Because 2019 was with Russ, wasn't it?
If it loads. Man.
Wait, no.
Wait. The 18-19 season.
18-19?
Yeah, because Russ was on it the 19-20 season.
Yeah, you're right. How many ISOs did he average in the game?
No. I'll tell you how many ISOs per game, but how many ISOs in like the full year?
Oh my!
It was a lot.
Is it over 800?
Yes.
Oh my! 976.
He hit 956 the next year, but it's no, a little more than
it's
that.
Higher. It's over 1K.
Yes.
Oh my!
1,098. It's 1,288. It's 1,200. I didn't know it was crazy.
He didn't play the full season too, right?
2019. He might have. He should have. But
dang,
yeah.
I knew. Oh,
he was. It was a fun time with 2019, man.
And it was entertaining watching that. Oh, was that the year he averaged 36?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
And then the per game, he was averaging 16 ISOs per game.
16? Yeah. Okay. That's what I was thinking. It's like it was 16 ISOs.
That's so crazy.
But yes. But I wish that team won. If Capella was, that would have been cool. Capella was playing really good. Ariza. That team was just really good overall. I think that might be the best team to ever win a championship.
Never?
Off the top of my head. I mean, you have the Kings. And what was it? 01?
That might have been 02.
01, 02, whichever one. They were really good. Who else? Loki, the Nuggets last year? Nah.
Who won the Nuggets were good. I don't think they could have been better. I think their bench could be better. Mm-hmm. What I was gonna say. But yeah, James Harden is one of those players that you wish he could get a ring, but running out of time.
Oh, and then another team, which also has Chris Paul. It was what was it? 2021 Bucks? Right?
The Bucks or the Clippers?
The Bucks.
Oh, the Bucks.
2021. No, whoa, not the Bucks. I meant the Suns. My bad.
Oh, okay.
That was 2021, right?
Yes. Yes, it was.
I mean, went up 2-0. I think Chris Paul played really good both games. I think Booker also had a really good game, didn't he?
He should have. I know he had a really good first two games, yeah. Wow. I wonder, like, what could have changed if they won?
Like, if Chris Paul got a ring, man. Oh, I would be easy top three.
Because I feel like most players, they usually, like, almost a certain time before they win their, like, first ring. Or at least lately. Like, LeBron, it took a couple years. Mm-hmm. Jason Tatum, he won it last year. Jokic, it took a couple years. But no one wins, like, he might have been, like, I mean, he might have been, like, a
he was like
1 year out of his rookie deal. But still, that's, like, early, I feel like.
Who, Giannis?
No, I'm talking about Devin Booker. I feel like he didn't, like, go through enough, like, playoff exits for to win.
Yeah.
I feel like
that would have been crazy. Who knows? If Aiden gets that ring, maybe he's motivated.
Well, if they win a ring, they'd be pretty good. Now, I don't know if Chris Paul is still on that team now, but they'd be like really
no, he probably wouldn't. He probably wouldn't trade for KD.
No.
But, like, that team had good depth, too, if I remember correctly. Because it was Booker. It was Jay Crowder on that team?
Ah, Boss Man 99. Yes, Jay Crowder.
Crowder.
Cam Johnson.
Cam Johnson, Mikal. Yeah.
Campaign.
Campaign. Shout out Campaign.
JaVale McGee.
Yep.
Fun team. Vibes were high. Vibes were high.
It was a really fun team to watch. Hello?
Trying to think.
But then Giannis decided to become the best basketball player of all time.
Yes.
I was looking at it. It was 35, I think 12 or 13, and like 6.
That's crazy.
On like 66 true shooting.
Yeah, crazy peak he went on.
Middleton also, what was he? 24, 25, and then like 6 and 5. And really good efficiency too.
Mm-hmm. Middleton, like, underrated playoff performer.
I was sad he got traded, man. I don't think I talked about it, but maybe I did on my own show, but that actually hurt inside when he got traded. Same with De'Aaron, too. When De'Aaron got traded, a part of me died.
People just don't spend their careers on one team. There's just too much stuff going on now.
Yeah, especially with Middleton when he's older, not as good. Two ankle surgeries, I think.
Yes, at the same time. It's just a lot of moving parts. But even, like, back then, like, it was hard for, like, guys to stay on one team. Like, the only thing you can think of is, like, Dirk, Kobe, and Duncan.
Yeah.
But after that, it's kind of like...
And Curry.
And Steph, yeah. Thankfully, they traded for Jimmy Butler, because who knows?
Nah, he would have stayed. I don't think there's a world where he get off that team. You saw they're actually trying to get the big three, though? KD and LeBron? I don't know how they would have done that.
I see that report fun. All the time. And I just don't believe it. Because money-wise, it just does not work.
No, I believe it. I just don't think it was really possible. I don't think there's... you had to give up Wiggins, Pods, Kuminga, Draymond. You literally wouldn't have a team.
I'm pretty sure KD, Steph, and LeBron make up, like, the whole entire cap.
They probably would.
Because Steph is definitely 35% of the cap. LeBron... KD is definitely 35%, and LeBron might like be a little less. Yeah, I don't know.
He took a little pay cut, I think.
Yeah, so it's like a little less than 35, but I don't know if they can afford that team.
Hey, man, if LeBron did take that pay cut he was talking about. He's supposed to take a pay cut for DeMar DeRozan.
LeBron is annoying because, one, he's so bogus for that. Because
how is he bogus for that?
No, he didn't take a real pay cut. If he really wanted to help the team, he would have been like, okay, I'll just make like $40 million. But he took like $3 million less so they weren't a second apron team. What? Don't say you can help.
When you say it like that.
No. And another thing, LeBron is still bogus for what he did at the All-Star on All-Star weekend. He showed up on Sunday night to tell everyone that he wasn't playing.
But he thought he was going to play, though.
No, he did not.
How do you know that?
You're telling me LeBron was, like, for 100% sure that he wasn't playing at 6 p.m. on a Sunday? When he didn't show up he didn't show up to San Francisco until Sunday.
I'm just playing devil's advocate. Like, maybe he thought he'd be good. I mean, he had a couple days off. He was recovering. And it was already too late. It was, might as well give it a go.
I don't know.
I would probably do the same thing. Give me.
I'm getting off topic.
Is that another team?
Any other teams before?
Probably the Kings team, even though I wasn't alive for that.
Kings teams.
Okay. Just because if the Kings got a ring, they wouldn't be so trashed.
Yeah, shout out the Bulls. If they don't win those 6 rings, man, times are that'd be dark. Times are very dark.
Is there any other team? But there have been teams of mine that I didn't mention.
In my lifetime, it's definitely the 2019 Thunder. Just because.
2019 Thunder?
Yes, the one with Paul George
and Melo?
Steven Adams. No, the one after that.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
PG, Steven Adams, Jeremy Grant.
You mean MVPG?
Yes. That was fun times. That was like, Wes Westbrook's my favorite player. So that was like the chance for him to get it. And Lillard. I'm pretty sure it was the Damian Lillard.
Lillard from long range.
Yeah. So that team could have been fun.
At least you saw the real team win the championship. That's all I got to say. Shout out Kawhi Leonard.
Are you sure the Sixers didn't get robbed? But never mind.
Stop. So bogus.
Like, I feel like the championship would have done great things for his legacy. But hey, I'm hoping Jokic can do some things. And all time, it's definitely okay. This is more of a player, but Charles Barkley.
I was actually about to mention him in the 92 finals, right?
93.
It was 90. It was the end of the three-peat?
Yes.
Because I thought it was Magic, Drexler, then.
Yeah. Yeah, and Barkley's 93 finals.
Oh, yeah, I did just say it. You're right.
And then, but man, I think Charles Barkley was like the third best player in the 90s. Because it's Hakeem because he won the championship. But,
Hakeem, Jordan, and yeah.
And then he's definitely third. And I feel like in 93, he was like the no-brainer second best player in the league. And he just got hurt. He just ran into Michael Jordan. And then 93 was literally like the best year for him to win. And then it was just injuries. Team got worse. And then he ended up in Houston after that. But, man.
I do wish he got a ring. Not really a basketball reason, but he wouldn't get cooked at. He wouldn't get cooked by Shaq.
Ugh.
Shaq's just corny.
I'm not in the mood with Shaq anymore right now. I'm like I'm not vibing with
corn
him.
Cornball.
Right. Other teams. Trying to think. A side note, I'm glad Kevin Garnett got a ring. Great things, but I'm trying to think.
Maybe LeBron gets another ring. That'd be fun. Probably the year Kyrie and Caleb got hurt.
Oh, okay.
I know a team. The 2021 Nets.
Oh, really? I actually have another KD team, but go on.
I just think that team was really good to watch. It was, super, super fun. That's probably when all three of them were playing, that's probably a top 5 team I've ever watched. And I think it's pretty safe to say if they don't get hurt, they're going to win that finals. Because, I don't remember, were they up 2-0 against the Bucks? Or was it 2-1?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't remember. I would have to check.
What?
But I think, I know first game they won by like 30 or 40 in the first game against the Bucks. And then Harden went down. I think the next game or the second game after that, Kyrie went down. Or did Harden get hurt in the first round? Either way, it'd be a Harden ring.
I'll just say I have a hard time believing in a Steve Nash led team.
Oh, absolutely not. Like I love Nash, but I can't see it.
Yeah, I don't know. What was I gonna say? But my KD team, it's the 2016 Thunder.
Oh yeah.
I can't believe they blew it,
dude. That finals have been so cool too. Russ versus Kyrie, and then KD versus LeBron.
And again, who knows what happens if KD wins? He resigns, and then
he gets
a
real ring.
that
I'm just joking.
Who knows? KD stays. Russ stays. They run it. They
was he was Ibaka still on that
years.
Team? Right.
Ibaka was still on that team.
Ibaka. Oh, I love Ibaka. Steven Adams gets a ring. That team was really good too. Blew it 3-1.
Oh yeah, Billy Donovan ends up winning like a championship.
Billy Donovan is considered a really good coach,
like an elite level coach, because he was really good at Florida, and then
I didn't think about that. Yeah, back to back, and then right.
So
Enes Kanter would have a ring, right?
Oh yeah.
Sadly, but
I'm trying to think,
Victor was on the team.
Yeah, maybe the early Nets days. Those teams were fun. The Suns days, you could the Steve Nash Suns, you could throw in.
I'm trying to think. Vince Carter, but I don't think he was ever on a team to win.
Yeah, again, like his best chance was like the mid 2000s.
Singing the Rockets with McGrady and Yao Ming.
Mm.
That would have been cool to see.
My thing is, you know, I'm not gonna get into the T-Mac thing, but yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Again, that a championship would do great things for Tracy McGrady's legacy. I think,
you know,
it's kind of in like limbo a little bit.
Oh yeah, for sure, definitely. I think discussions around, he'd probably be considered a top five shooting guard.
That's a great question.
I mean, right now it would be, you have Jordan, Kobe, Harden, Wade, Harden,
then like
Iverson.
Yeah.
Oh, if Iverson got a ring.
Oh yeah,
that'd be a big one too. But I don't really think he had a real chance.
No.
Jimmy McGrady, but
those Sixers teams were bad.
Oh, dude, Jerry West would be up there as well. Oh, you know who I do wish he got a ring? Elgin Baylor.
I think he was 0-8
in the finals.
He doesn't have like a 1970 ring.
No, Jerry West has a ring, but he doesn't. I think he retired the year after they won. They finally won.
That is very bad luck.
He's like 0-8 or 0-9. I'm not even joking.
Hey, that's crazy. I was gonna say,
who else do I wish?
I forgot what I was gonna say.
Who
I was gonna say. It wasn't the it was the Allen Iverson thing. Yeah,
oh,
I
yeah,
do think a ring. Oh yeah, it was the Sixers. Sixers were a mess. I'm so mad, and like people would be like, "Oh, the Sixers, they were a good defensive team."
Oh, when they
team.
Lost to the Raptors,
just like
or
yeah.
the.
Just like that time, it was just like, oh, the Sixers, they were a good defensive team. They stunk. Okay, they gave Allen Iverson, Eric Snow.
No, stop. The Kemba was the defense player of the year, and they're like top three in defense that year. No, they're the best defensive team.
That's not good enough.
No, I know what you mean, but they did have one of the best defenses. They did have the best defense, but I know what you mean. They should have had another secondary scorer. I mean, their secondary scorer was who? What was his name? Not Eric Snow.
Is it Aaron McKee?
I'm pretty sure.
I know he's there, but it's just like, you couldn't give him like one.
That was 0-1, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, what if they traded for Vince Carter? Or like,
who would they trade for Vince Carter?
I don't know. Man, all that money they got, they could figure it out. But it was just so much dysfunction with like the coach and
Tyrone Hill. They had Tony Kukoc?
Oh my gosh, 40-year-old Tony Kukoc.
Looks like it.
What is he doing playing basketball in the 2000s?
No. Kevin O'Leary was, no. George Lynch was a starting small forward. Tyrone Hill was a starting power forward. It was a great defensive team, but it's kind of like, think of like the Magic with just Paolo though. And without Franz and I'm forgetting his name. Oh, I'm such a casual. What's his name?
Oh, the Magic?
Yeah.
Wendell Carter?
No, the shooting guard.
Caldwell Pope?
No, he's hurt right now.
Oh, Suggs.
Suggs, so yeah.
Man. I can't believe what this is. Man, that's my thing.
Actually, no, they had another real chance with the Nuggets. I think it was 07. They went to the conference finals.
The Sixers?
No, the Nuggets. Like, I was just talking about
the Nuggets. Oh, okay, gotcha.
But the Sixers team in 19, though. And they had a real chance.
Oh, with Jimmy and them?
But then Jimmy left. Ben Simmons didn't take the dunk over Trae Young.
Crazy how, like,
Embiid got hurt.
Things have never really been better than that.
They had the formula too. Markel was like supposed to be really, really good. He got injured. Ben Simmons kept getting injured. Embiid kept getting injured. He lost Jimmy Butler because of Tobias Harris.
No. We need to stop blaming Tobias Harris for Jimmy leaving. No. The reason Jimmy left was because he did not like Brett Brown, and Brett Brown did not like him. Okay? I am tired of, Tobias. No, stop. No more Tobias Strays.
Man, everyone liked Tobias Harris outside of this year.
Man, it's just the money.
No, I remember people... I can't lie, I was one of those people who didn't like Tobias Harris at all. But I see your point.
I forgot what
that definitely see your point. But that team could have been special.
Oh yeah, my last point is, like, actually, I'm gonna start thinking about this of just what went wrong before teams just like just went on the downfall. And again, it's the Ben Simmons dunk. After that, it turned into Ben Simmons trade request, and then like the injuries, and then the Sixers, they trade him. James Harden trade request, and it's kind of just been downhill ever since 2019 or no 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm gonna be thinking, wow, you just gave me a good idea for my show on Monday. But
and they still somehow got lucky by getting Maxey too, so they do kind of have McCain.
Man,
so
that's the only bright spot for them right now, I feel like.
Potentially, if they get lucky in this year's draft and land top four. It's so crazy to me how they're still not in the play-in. Paul George.
They're about to wrap it up. And like,
I don't know why they won't let Embiid get a surgery now. Because I think Embiid's trying to wait out.
Honestly.
So he's trying to get it during the offseason. So he's going to miss, like, I don't know. It's just.
I think Monday morning, we're definitely getting a Shams notification that he's getting surgery.
That was gonna sound bad, but like, I hope he does just for the sake of him. Because when he's healthy, very clearly a top five, arguably top three player in the world.
He's starting to become one of those what if players, sadly. Just like, what if he was healthy for like a playoff straight? Like, he's never really.
Yeah, for a playoff. Yeah. I mean, one kind of 2 years of him being healthy, and one of those years he won MVP.
Mm-hmm.
And then the year after that, he was averaging 35, 11, and having like the best scoring season as a center ever.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to Wilt, he was easily going to be MVP that year. And then I remember the Warriors game. So, who landed on his knee? Someone landed on his knee, and then it was over.
Wiggins or Kuminga?
It was Kuminga, yeah, I remember that. And then after that, it was over. And then he came back for the playoffs. One leg, one half of his face paralyzed. Almost beat the Knicks.
Define almost.
Oh, dude, stop. That was like the most competitive six games.
It was a very stressful six games.
Knicks got that one BS win. It was a game three.
With the Dante shot?
Dante shot.
Oh, no. That was game two.
Game two. Close enough. So that was such a BS win. There was like, how much time was up? Like 30 seconds? Seven and... God.
You know, just no
they
punch.
Kyle Lowry got hacked. They didn't call the foul.
We're not going to do revisionist.
This is not revisionist. I remember watching. I was like, they didn't call that? Kyle Lowry got hacked and they didn't call that.
There was fouls on both sides.
No.
I'm not going to expand on that. Before...
This is nice.
Unless you have something to say. Wait, only thing I have to say is... but yes, I really hope Joel Embiid could be healthy for like 16 playoff games straight and see what happens. But I honestly
maybe he'll make a conference finals.
I honestly just don't think he's ever been healthy in the playoffs in his whole.
No, he's never had. Wrong. Besides maybe 2019, I felt like he had something going on in 2019 though.
It's always.
But then he played like a top five peak of all time in Kawhi. So.
Mm-hmm.
Can't really do nothing. What?
Wait, repeat that.
Top five peak of all time in Kawhi.
And with that being said, we'll be
That's
back
a great
in a few
take.
Minutes. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Yeah. What are you talking about? Oh, yeah.
Travis Scott, Tucker, Tucker, baby. Yeah. I'm on four. I call your up. Just a fucking show. I just went got my door. Pull it off and I'm gone. Then I go up before. Then I roll up, then roll up. Then I'm calling your up.
Tell me if it's a problem, what the doing trying to fix me? Smoking like some marijuana, got no point, I'm giving 50. You been thinking I don't see you call up, it ain't cross your mind, I'm probably busy. They should know I don't f*** with a drama, yeah, without that, you can miss me. Got it fly, you thinking I need one, I'm ballin' like D1. I can tell when you say that you need love, no, you don't really mean love. Got it fly, you thinking I need one.
pockets they raising. I look up to the GPS. Since a youngin' been trying to get to it. I can teach you how to flex. Always did every time I'm pursuing. Really, I've been worried about tech. I ain't watching what they doing. What I'm worth, never ask for less. Probably really gon' think I was stupid. I get it cool that you always can't be what I asked for. I got a girl, you say no way. You can't leave me that alone. And I've been on the wrong way. Throwing the cash, watching it fall. You've been faded always. Throwing it in, watching it dissolve. Watch you tell me if it's a problem. What the you doing trying to fix me? Smoking like some marijuana, got no point, I'm giving 50. You been thinking I don't see you call up, it ain't cross your mind, I'm probably busy. They should know I don't pull the drama, yeah, without that, you can miss me. Got it fly, you thinking I need one, I'm ball like D1. I can tell when you say that you need love, no, you don't really mean love. Got it fly, you thinking I need one, I'm ball like D1. I can tell when you say that you need love, no, you don't really mean love.
Hello.
That was Lil Tecca, D1.
And pick up the phone with Travis Scott, Young Thug.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, this is Shot Diet with me and Logan. Me and David. We spent the first 30 minutes talking about teams which won a championship, or teams and players. We got a little off topic, but it was fun. It was fun discussions. Me and David just got in a little...
Bad.
I wouldn't say argument. It was more like one-sided because I think I kind of cooked him. But besides the point,
man, he just be talking. But
I know.
What did you observe from yesterday's games? What games did you watch?
I'm not gonna. I only really watched the Clippers Bucks game.
Clippers Bucks games.
That was a good game. Kawhi played really good for the minutes he was in. I think he played 32 minutes, which was the season high. Clippers are up majority of the game, and then the Bucks just made a run in the fourth quarter.
I heard like the Clippers fans had some reservations about Tyronn Lue. They didn't like that Kawhi didn't finish the game. Like the offensive.
That annoyed me.
Yeah,
I feel like they're playing too safe. Like when you're in a close game like that, I know you're trying to keep Kawhi in a minutes restriction, but when you're fighting to actually have a real playoff spot.
But the thing is, as a NBA coach for how long has Tyronn Lue been an NBA coach? 9-10 years?
Yeah.
We're getting old. But he should be able to let Kawhi finish the game if he's on minutes restriction. That's how you're supposed to structure the minutes.
Yeah. Or who cares if he plays 3 more minutes than he's supposed to?
And, like, you knew he was going to be on minutes restriction, so why didn't you make sure he finished the game? I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. But
I have the... So... Third quarter, the Clippers won the quarter 39-23. Fourth quarter, Bucks won a 36-21 run. Well, that's where our quarter ended. And I don't have the exact, like, Kawhi minutes. But, Kawhi played 8 minutes in the fourth.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't think he played the end. Or maybe he put him in a little too late. I don't know.
Yeah, what I gathered from Clippers fans, there was no Norman Powell, but like the offense.
Oh yeah, Norman Powell was out. I forgot.
I don't know what, but the offense was like stagnant, and like they were complaining about creativity with the offense. It's just like it's always a Harden step back ISO, or step back three,
or just a Harden ISO, and then pick and roll with Zubac.
Yeah, and then
Zubac played really good as well,
and also no field goal attempts in the fourth. That was the thing.
For Harden?
For Zubac. And then,
I'm not surprised with that.
Which is not good because he was playing really good. And then Kawhi Leonard contested fadeaway ISO. So it was just, would it kill to just get Kawhi some easy shots, get him some mismatches?
Yeah, just keeping, I feel like, I watched a video. I think if you use him as more of like a high post player, like play him in the high post, he can do work from there. I don't really think at this stage in Kawhi's career, until he's like fully healthy, you'd have him making like on-ball plays. You know what I mean? I feel like he should be more of like a, it sounds weird to say, but like a post player, but I feel like if he was a mid post player, because that's where he's best at. I feel like him operating in the mid range.
100%. And it's not good that we're in year 14 of Kawhi Leonard and year 5 or 6 of him being on the Clippers with Tyronn Lue, the coach, and he still doesn't like figure these things out.
Yeah, he still doesn't really have like a, it's weird to say, but he doesn't really have like a real fit yet, I feel like.
A Kawhi.
Mm-hmm.
With like
the system that they're trying to do.
The system. Oh.
Like it just seems kind of weird. Oh yeah. Harden the system.
Great times.
Hey, but, shout out Harden.
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised or even upset if they looked in a new direction for coach. It's been a while, and it's just
Tyron's a great coach, but
at a certain point, you kind of just need someone.
Yeah,
new.
I feel like they're too defensive reliant. Blah. Like they're too focused on defense. I feel like while their offense kind of like doesn't have like a lot of complex,
not a lot of creativity at all.
Yeah, there we go, creativity. I mean, their ceiling in the playoffs. They might not be second. They might even be like second, maybe second round. But I did check. They'd be faced off with the Grizzlies this for the playoffs.
That'd be a good series, fun series.
But I don't see them beating the Grizzlies. I don't really think they have an answer for JJJ.
Playing great.
Awesome. I think All-NBA player this year.
Hey, I seen a tweet of he could sneak his way on All-NBA first team. Don't know.
I don't know about first team.
Don't know. But hey, I would just say this. First team is very wide open. Since like Wemby and then Giannis can only miss 5 more games before he's not eligible.
Really? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
So then that means there's like 2 wide open spots, because like it's going to be Jokic, Shea, and Tatum, and then everything else is kind of just
I'm trying to think who would fit in.
But yeah, the games.
Oh, Cat would probably be first team.
Cat would probably be first team. Oh, hey, if we can get 2, man,
stop.
And maybe Donovan Mitchell.
Oh, and
what seed are the Timberwolves in?
7, but they'll probably be 6 seed by the end of it.
Okay.
Probably Donovan Mitchell. They might give Donovan Mitchell it just because they're so good.
Yeah. Shout out Mobley. He's probably going to make an All-NBA team.
I think I had him in when I first did. He should, though.
Yes. The games.
LeBron might be the first team. If he keeps playing like this.
Oof. We'll see. It's a long season. The games I was watching or paying attention to. Partially the Magic and the Hawks. Mainly for the Magic. Paolo played good, and it's great to see him like score more than like 20 points. Mm-hmm. And Franz Wagner, like they had a good duo game, which is
kind of rare now.
Yeah, which is weird. But
they won by, I know it was a close game, kind of, but then they win by like 6. They close it out.
Yes, within like 10, and then
I found it. They won by 6.
Okay, and then yeah, but it's great. I've been doing some. Some digging in the numbers with Paolo, and one, we need to just remind ourselves that it's only his 3rd year in the league, and he's like getting better as a player.
I just feel like this season he got a little bit too overhyped for his 8. Was it 8? It was like an 8 game same size or 11. I mean, people were putting him in Wemby talks. I remember that. I think we needed to. I don't think he was really ready for that. Now, I think we talked about this before.
Yeah.
I think he will eventually hit that level where he's a consistent, or where he will be a 27, 28 point per game scorer in the league for a whole season. But I just don't think he was really ready for that yet. He's still going through growing pains. Like, he's not really a consistent shot maker yet. He doesn't really have a consistent 3 ball yet.
Yes, actually. That's a number to pull up. But yes,
here we go.
Something I do want to see him do more of is definitely like being a roller I don't think he does enough of that, especially for being a, you know, a 6'10 power forward. It's a lot of like
240. Literally a LeBron. He literally has a LeBron build, which is kind of crazy.
And like, yeah, he's, I mean, he just does a lot of like face up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I prefer if he like just did like simple big man stuff. Set screens, roll to the hoop, see what happens.
Because I feel like Franz is a lot more free-flowing. Wow, I can't speak. Free-flowing. Like, he kind of just runs around, like, creating. But I feel like when Paolo gets the ball, he makes the offense a little stagnant.
Yes, especially definitely.
When he gets in the mid-post, he, like, it's like he holds the ball for a little bit, and then he tries to get to his, like, moves, which sometimes it does pay off. I do think he needs to get a little better as a playmaker.
Yes, his offensive process could be really slow. And I wish he was just quicker. With like he's really good at like cuts and rolling to the rim. Mm-hmm. Just like where he
just
has the
needs
ball.
To understand the game a little bit faster.
Yeah. And just like making quicker decisions and not having to dribble 4 or 5 times mm-hmm. to get your shot.
Mm.
I don't know. Just like a lot of players I've realized are like that. Like they're just better on the move.
Uh-huh. I mean, him and Franz, if they work it out, that's a top 3 duo in the league, I feel like.
Hey.
Can be.
They got nothing but time.
Because I think Paolo's going to be an All-NBA player. And I think Franz low-key has a ceiling of that, too. I think Franz is definitely an All-Star player. I do personally believe he can make an All-NBA. That might be biased, but...
No. He's playing really good this year.
Playing really, really good. Shout out.
But I was looking at his numbers. Paolo's literally getting better. And everything.
Since his injury?
Like, no. Or just season like by every season. Year. Like, season by season. It's just...
Sure.
I'm just waiting for the jump. And it's gonna happen this year. Could be... not this year. Could be after this year. Maybe the year after next.
Do you think it would be a jump... My bad. Do you think it's a jump higher than Cade? Than what Cade took?
It could be. I don't know.
I think Cade did get better... But I feel like you just gave him more consistent. You just gave him shooters. So I feel like that's why his assist numbers have jumped so much. You just gave him Malik Beasley, who's like top 3 in 3-point percentage, right?
Might be leading the league in 3-point made. Yes. We have to start giving rebuilding teams and young players, like, just put them in better positions to be good. Okay? Mm-hmm. Like, Kay Cunningham was... Like, who do you know who was spacing the floor last year for the Detroit Pistons?
Killian Hayes. They were starting Killian Hayes over Ivy.
Don't even get me started on him. Isaiah Stewart, power forward, Asar Thompson. That was his front court all year. Asar Thompson, Isaiah Stewart, and Jalen Duren. And the minute they threw some shooting around him, the offense wasn't that bad.
And K took an offensive jump. Who would have thought?
So, like...
And I'm not worried about his turnover numbers. I've seen that a lot, but I feel like his secondary ball handler got hurt, so he's basically 90% of the offense.
I think turnovers are a little bit overrated. Mm-hmm. Like, if
LeBron just had 40 the other day with 11 turnovers,
like,
which is crazy, but that's what happens when you have to be, like, the point of the offense, which is why I think goes back to Harden, like, I didn't really care. Harden was averaging like 4 or 5 turnovers a game. He was the literal focus of the offense.
He's the playmaker. He's the scorer.
So teams usually average what? Like 12, 15 turnovers? Something like that?
Yeah.
Right? So when your number one option in like Harden or like Cade, who's 90% of the offense, mm-hmm. you would say, why is it such a big issue that they have 4 to 5 turnovers? Do you see what I'm saying?
And, like, the best... Like, it's really not that serious to me. Because it's just, like, they pass the ball a lot. They shoot a lot.
Yeah, they also average so many assists, too. They're really good playmakers. And it's about... And a lot of assists, like, especially what Cade has... Like, a lot of assists Cade has, it's not even his fault. Like, it's just, like, drop passes. The guy didn't see the cut.
Yes.
So I do think, especially with like Trae Young sees the court as like at a really, really high level. Like,
mm-hmm.
probably the best playmaker. No, outside of Jokic, I'd say Trae Young's like a top 3 playmaker, top 5. I think that's fair to say.
definitely in that realm.
Just upper echelon for, like, playmakers in the league right now.
For sure.
But I see him. He's making, like, these passes, like a step ahead. And his teammates just aren't ready for it, which leads them to getting these turnovers. Uh-huh. I'm not saying, like, completely disregard the turnovers. But, like, they are really, like, people focus in on them too much. But these players are really, like, 90% of their offense. So, I'm not worried about it. Unless it's, like, 6 turnovers, 8 turnovers.
Yeah, anything, like, 4 and less, I kind of really care.
Or if, like, the ratio of, like, the assist to turnover ratio is, like, less than, like, 2 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. But, like, that's rarely a case just because they get so many assists. So I'm not really worried about it.
I forgot to talk about the Bucks. I will say. Oh, yeah, Kyle Kuzma was really good in that game. And, like, yeah, Bucks fans are really liking the new bench with, like, Jericho Sims and then Kevin Porter Jr.
I just say Jericho Sims first.
Because he was good. You know, setting screens.
Should not bias.
Bias for who? No.
No, stop. Jericho Sims, 17 minutes, 2 rebounds.
But a +9. And it was just more, like, about the energy off the bench. Because the team's, like, really old. And, like, they just don't have athleticism.
Okay.
But I think Kuz, Sims, KPJ, they've, like, just been an influx of...
AJ Green.
Yeah, they've just been an influx of athleticism. But, yes.
Have I seen AJ Green take a layup this year? I think maybe one time. Shout out AJ Green, though. Instead of just... pure defensive role players. We have players like AJ Green who just shoot all threes.
Now, before we get into the games of the weekend, I do have a stat to guess for you to guess. Now I have a lot of stats.
Well, should we talk about Wemby
in my bookmarks? Yeah,
we can talk about Wemby and Porter, but you give me the stat first, then we'll.
No, go on.
Oh, just Wemby's out for the rest of the season with blood clots. I think it's like deep vein.
Thrombosis.
That's like career threatening if not treated right. Now, I heard they did get it isolated. So hopefully he should come back 100%. But that was really scary. When I first saw that and I looked up like what it was, I was like, dang, I really hope this is another Chris Bosh situation, which was really sad to see. But, I think it'll be good.
Honestly.
It does suck.
It does, but...
he was having one of the best, like, sophomore seasons of all time.
Like, I'm pretty optimistic that he'll probably be fine.
Yeah, I hope he's fine. I think it's a high chance he's good, though. And then they get a high pick. If they land Cooper, I'm gonna be a little annoyed.
That's the thing we should be worrying about. We should be worried about... like De'Aaron Fox not playing the rest of the season. Because, again, Monday's going to be the day where people just start getting surgery. Because I really think De'Aaron Fox is going to get thumb surgery soon. And then
he hurt his thumb?
His thumb has been hurt all year.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Like, all year. It's been a thing all year. Because, you know, part-time Kings fan. But, like, yeah. So, I don't know.
And then Bobby Portis... 25-game suspension for taking the wrong medication.
Yes, the NBA, which is a thing, but they have...
I don't even want to get into this. No, I will. His teammate literally had a whole domestic violence case.
Yes, and that was my point.
No suspension. Also, Miles Bridges, same thing. Was supposed to be 30 games, but in reality, it was 10 games.
Like...
it's just like
the NBA really has to figure out, like, they just have to make a strict, like, domestic violence suspension, because they don't have one. It's literally like a case by case basis, so they just end up just forgetting it, and like if no one cares, like it is what it is. But for the moment, like, the other stuff, it's like a set 25 games.
Yeah, for taking, like, I think I saw something. It was like, oh, like an opioid that's like not even that, like, bad. Like, it's like, it was like normally used like a couple years ago.
Uh-huh.
And just, I don't know. I do feel bad for Bobby because it wasn't even his fault, really. Yeah. He'll be back for the playoffs, though. We'll see.
Now, stat. Can you give me the top five players that are bottom 10 in shot quality?
Oh, I saw this. Yep.
These players take the toughest shots.
Brandon Ingram.
Wait, you saw it?
I saw Brandon Ingram. I know it's Brandon Ingram's one, right?
Yes.
DeRozan?
Yes.
All I saw was Ingram and DeRozan.
Okay.
It's not a mid-range guy.
Yeah, so you're guessing three through seven.
LeBron?
No.
No surprise.
There's a guards. One of the players we just talked about. We've been talking about these players for a little bit, actually.
Hoover?
Yeah.
Shea? No, not Shea. What conference?
Two in the West, one in the East.
Two in the West. Ja?
No. They're not All-Stars.
Booker?
No, he's an All-Star. No, not All-Stars. Not All-Star caliber players. One of these players might be one of your favorite players.
He could be one of my players. What do you mean by that?
Does he play on a bad team?
Bad team?
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. I want you to guess Anthony Simons. Then Jordan Clarkson. And then Cade Cunningham was fifth.
Oh, Cade Cunningham. Okay. But, quick games to watch for the season because we got to go. Yeah.
I was looking at it, too. I forget now.
Not day for Saturday. Sunday.
A lot of
Pacers Clippers, I like.
Nationally televised games. Oh, that's probably the best non one.
Heat Bucks is always kind of entertaining. No more Jimmy, but that's still entertaining.
I know tonight I'll be locked in for Warriors Kings.
Oh. How could I be so naive? Pistons Hawks. That'll be my game to watch.
I'll be locked in for Warriors Kings for sure.
Oh, Grizzlies and Cavs, too.
Grizzlies and Cavs. That's probably going to be, like, the high stakes best game of the year.
Without, like, national TV. But, but I hope you guys enjoyed
this
episode.
Next week?
Next week, for sure.
Same time, same location.
And, as always. Make sure to tap into David's show, Ball and Beats, Monday, 6-8, and then my show, Login with Log. 10 to 12 Wednesday, which might change to 8 to 10 maybe soon. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed the show today. Make sure to watch some NBA basketball.
Yep. We'll see you guys.
Peace and love.
Change you.
You're listening to WONY Oneonta 90.9 FM, the best of the 70s, 90s, 2000s, and today. But no 80s. No, I'm not gonna do it. No 80s. WONY Oneonta. I'm pretty sure someone here plays the 80s. Do you know anyone?
Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor?
My neighbor?
Mr. Rogers passed along friendship, hoping we would too. Friendship. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
On Friday, February 21st, join Student Association for a showing of Into the Woods at the Red Dragon Theater at 8 p.m. to 10:45 p.m. Also happening on Friday, join WONY for a general body meeting.